Mr. Mark's Classroom, Episode 74.
Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
You know, people get cranky. And we're going to really dive into how do we deal with cranky people in our ministry. We're going to do this in a two-part series. In this first part, we're really going to identify half of the ideas that we have to deal with cranky people. And maybe it could be you. Let's check into it.
Let's get started with what's new. Free yourself to laugh. We promise it won't hurt.
Hey, Amy, it's so good to be back home. We've kind of been on the road with some conferences.
We've been a party.
It's been a lot
clap,
of fun.
Clap, wiggle, wiggle, stomp, stomp, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Yeah,
huh?
It's a little song a third grader wrote. I thought I'd share it over the waves.
Oh, nice. I really thought you were writing it right there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty catchy, Mark.
It is catchy. Well, I tell you what, I found a lot of people don't really like it when you are bringing in lots and lots of suitcases into the airport, mainly the SkyCap and the people who are weighing them. They're just waiting to see if you'll be over the limit with all that conference material and books and stuff.
Well, I'm kind of waiting to see that, too. You know, how bad does it hurt to pick it up?
It hurts. It's going to be rotator cuff surgery
know,
if we don't get this worked out.
Then I say, intern boy, would you please pick it up? Do you have room in your suitcase, skinny boy, with your skinny pants?
You don't really need that much space.
He's like,
you're not that big.
Oh, I'm like halfway full. Good. We're going to check
fill
in together.
It on up.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go and put this in there for me?
So I'm just curious, did you see anything funny while you were in Nashville?
Oh, did I see anything
funny? Anything fun go on while you're in Nashville?
Oh, yes. They were filming the show Nashville. they were. It was great.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know the characters' names, but I was there with my camera ready to click a picture. And so when the extras got out and started walking up the red carpet, I was clicking their pictures right away. And they were all like, they just put these dresses and suits on us, and it was
that's
fun.
That's why you relate to your own ice cream meetup. I'm like, there go, where's Mark? Oh, yeah, I go into full, I don't know what you call it, but I'm like on it when I'm in a situation like that.
Dark,
I'm like, everybody's attention is here, so that means they're really going to come in over here.
Right.
And I start scoping it out. And I had to leave instructions for the people that were staying.
Right, right. Kind of strategic planning.
Yes, and I saw Eric Close.
Really? Who is
real
that?
Up close.
Eric up close?
Yeah, but his name's Close. Eric Close.
Close?
Yes, what Stacy said.
Eric Close.
Anyway,
okay.
He used to play on Without a Trace.
Mm.
He saw me too. He might have recognized me from the podcast.
Well, yeah, he did.
He's a Christian, I'm thinking, so he probably listens.
I
to
bet that's
this
the case.
Podcast.
Well, you know, all the cool kids are listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This podcast.
Well, let's move on to what's true. Like, that wasn't true, but let's move
that
on.
That was true. Yes. Story. True story.
Let's move on.
Now it's time to dive in and be encouraged with What's True. Practical helps to build your ministry with kiddos.
Okay. Today we're talking about what to deal with. Or how to deal with people who are a little bit gripey or they have issues. Let me just give you
is
a little story.
Is this an
story.
Intervention?
No, not for you, but this is a testimony.
Okay.
While I was in Houston this last week speaking, when I was completely finished, I was kind of chatting with people as we were breaking to go to our next classes. And a lady came up to me and said, "Mr. Mark, what do I do?" The lady who wanted the children's ministry job and didn't get it, and they hired me, she is so bitter. And she is talking about me behind my back. She is bringing down things that I'm doing. She discredits me. She has all these issues. How do I deal with this? And honestly, Amy, I looked at her and was like speechless. My heart just went out. I thought, I am so sorry. And I told her that. I said, I'm so sorry. This is terrible news.
It is.
It is terrible news. And so I did come back with, have you talked to your pastor? Have you talked to him and told him what's going on? And she said, yes. She was trying not to nag him or anything, which I appreciated because I'm really serious about less drama from the children's ministry team.
Yeah.
And she said, I've talked to him, and they also see the seriousness of it, and they're going to talk to the lady and try to get things calmed down. And I started looking and trying to figure out what would I say if I had time to think about that. You know, on the moment like that, I didn't have a word of advice. But then I started thinking about, what if it's you, the children's minister, sitting in your staff meeting with things that are coming out of your mouth that shouldn't come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, what could you do about this, or how could you deal with it? See, the thing is, a lot of people have a tendency to milk their successes for months. Like, they had a great vacation Bible school, and then you have to hear about how great vacation Bible school was for the next 9 months. But you never look at what could be better, what's broken, because they're so riding the wave, and they may be the only ones on it, for doing really, really good. So when do we need to apply the brakes? When do we need to get off that wave and quit promoting ourselves, promoting what else is going on? And in this case, this lady has another woman who's bitter, promoting herself. And I want to talk about a few ways that people do that. I don't know about you. I've worked with people on staff, if they were the youth minister or if they were even someone not on my team, but closely related to our team, and they were always about themselves, or the habits that they had brought down the team. And I don't think they even realized that they were causing such great disrespect even to themselves. And I want to kind of talk about that. Have you ever worked with a difficult situation, anything like this lady has had, where people just wouldn't quit?
Yeah, that happened with the weekday director when I started.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, at a church. And she was real, you know, she was one way to me, and then she would do all these things behind. And what was funny was, when I got ready to accept that job, I went to her to say, do you not want this job? Or do you, you know, what's right. the deal? Why aren't you taking this job? Or why aren't you interested?
Sure.
And she said, no, I'm not called to that. I don't want to do that. Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it switched.
Mm.
And so I went for a couple of years kind of back and forth and fighting
Ooh.
It. And really, trying to do the right thing by talking to her or talking to the pastor. And the thing is about our poor pastors, they don't really know who to believe all the time. Especially, I mean, with women, they're going back and forth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, we're women, and okay. they have an idea about us.
I see.
Even the best pastors, I think, do. They just don't know what to do all the time.
Right.
And so it had come to the point in this situation where I figured out that he believed her a lot. And so I dropped everything off of that, and I decided that I would just do what I did, and she would end up hanging herself, or it would get better on its own.
True.
And I mean, this was after I'd been angry and stayed up nights and fretted and worried and tried to fix it and all this kind of stuff. And finally, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth came to light. She discredited herself. Mm-hmm. And it all came around full circle.
Right.
So, yeah, I have been in that point. And I'm sure I've been guilty also of being the one that's griped about the youth minister or someone else and not really realize that was sabotage too.
Right.
It is hard. People will jump on the bandwagon to gripe really easily.
And what we're talking about is intrapersonal relationships. And what does that look like and how does that move together? Because you can be so siloed, you don't even know what each other are doing. And ultimately, it affects the church because you both have parts of their families. And when you're not working in unity, they feel it. They see it.
Yes.
So we need to think that through. And so I appreciate your honesty about the episode that you had for 2 years putting up with that. I had an episode with a colleague for maybe a little bit longer than that, but it became irreconcilable. It just wouldn't get any better.
Mm-hmm.
And I left
because
it couldn't be better.
And sometimes, you know what? That is your only option.
And I did tell our supervisor, I told him, explained to him, this is what.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my exit interview, I was very clear and specific, not just general, like, he makes me mad. I was specific of different ways that...
Well, can I ask you a question about that?
Uh-huh.
Did you... I think I know what you're talking about, but I want to make sure that people understand, you don't leave in anger.
No.
And you don't leave emotional. It's like you have to work through all of that before God brings you to the point to say, it's okay to leave because you are a rational person now. You're not just getting mad and leaving and saying, poor me.
It's not just an emotional knee-jerk reaction.
Which is not mature. It's not the right thing to do.
No, I actually had to come to the place and I told our supervisor, I have to make this change because it is Paul and Barnabas, both called to do great things, but not together.
Exactly.
And so it would be better for us to do what we're doing apart.
Right. And you want to be able to appreciate that person's ministry or what they feel like they've been called to do.
Right.
And you want them to do the same for you, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Okay. Now, let me just show you a few habits that I think we have to look at. Because if these habits are happening in your life, you have a choice to change them. Now, I've always believed, and I learned this early on from a very dear friend who was a principal at a school, and he said, when you have your staff, you can train anyone. These people are qualified to do the work you've hired them to do. Now, you can train them and help them grow in what it is you want them to do. But if they have an attitude, you can't. That is a personal choice. You can confront the attitude, and if the attitude will change, then great. But if the attitude doesn't change, then you can't go forward with them.
You aren't born that way, Mark.
It's a choice.
It's
so
a choice.
What's yours going to be?
Sure, some people
positive
are born that
negative,
way.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay.
Good words.
So here we go.
Okay.
I want to work through some of these because I think many of us need to look at our own attitude. So let me just say right now, could we just shift into neutral and think about this?
Let's idle in neutral.
You know what? We need to think about neutral because I'm afraid some people get on the defensive when they hear this because they're going to say, well, you don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm up against or whatever. You know what? I don't know. I'm not even sure who all's listening to this. So you just need to be with you and Jesus right now and look at neutral and say, is this me? What I'm talking about, does this affect me? What do I need to change? So here's just a few habits that you necessarily aren't going to try to change because I think if you run in and try to change it, like, I'm going to be a nice person. Today, I'm going to be a nice person. And so I'm going to Instead of being a bad, mean person, I'm going to be nice. And I'm going to say thank you to people, and I'm going to give affirmations. I'm going to all these things. I'm going to do all these to-do lists. Instead of having a to-do list, try to have a to-stop list. The things you're going to stop doing.
A to-don't list.
Don't do it. All right? So let's think about the – okay, I think I've set this up enough. All right? So, so stop being a jerk.
Number one, stop being a jerk. If you are driving right now, pull over and write it down. Surely no one's a jerk.
Oh, my goodness. And people make excuses and all that so
Mark,
they can be
I
a jerk.
I need to make a confession.
Uh-oh.
I have been a jerk.
Well, I think we all have had our moments. I'm talking about the people who have moved into this category of operating like this. And honestly, we just need to shut up. Just stop talking. Because if that's what's coming out of your mouth, it's such venom. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say, the things that could be wrong with this. People who win too much. People who win too much. They just have to be on top. Every time, everything. I was here first. I made the coffee. We had the best number in Sunday school. We had, they always have to win. Shut up. Right? You're bringing down your team. We don't need to hear all that. And who's keeping score? Just you. So quit it. That does not edify the body at all, or especially your team. Okay? Another one is...
But Mark,
what?
Those people are afraid no one's going to notice they were first.
Then you're talking about insecurity. That someone is so insecure.
I feel like we need to call Dr. Phil.
I think we just need to look at these at face value and then we can go on. Another one is trying to add too much value to things. And what I mean by that is always having to give your 2 cents. Trying to make it a little better. Make it a little better.
I might
add
be
your
guilty
2 cents.
Of that.
But you know what? You need to be careful about trying to help so much. It may be that it's strong enough.
You know what that does say, though? Because I think people do that with good intentions most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost says to the person you're saying it to, something's wrong with your idea.
It does. And why don't you just say, wonderful idea. I might have some other ideas if you ever want to talk about it some more.
Well, you know what? Some of those ideas are not wonderful. And you can just say, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Some of them are stink pot.
Yeah, they are. They are. But you don't always have to add your 2 cents. And I'm including even the hallway conversations or whatever. You're driving people away from you. Okay, another one would be judgment. That someone offers something and you're like, that won't work. I'll tell you, we already tried that. And you're judging what's going on.
So a question on that is that the person that just immediately says no? They don't even think about their reaction. They just turn it down. They're negative
about
it. But
see, my whole point is shut up.
Oh.
Just stop talking.
Are you trying to tell me to be quiet?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying to the person who has to win, who has to add value, who has to judge everything. No, stop talking. I think too often we want to change our behavior, but really we just need to shut up.
Honestly,
Mark, may not be your business. Stay out of it.
I have said this before, but I think it's true is you will sound smarter with the less words you say.
Mm-hmm.
People think you're smarter, and then they really want to know your opinion.
Yes.
Because you've held it back.
And you will have had time to think about it and have a decent opinion.
And you won't have put your foot in your mouth and have to wash your mouth out with soap. Which is real gross, I'm just telling you.
Testimony?
Yeah.
Okay. I think another thing that people really need to be mindful of is sarcasm.
Really?
Sarcasm comes... I think, our comedians and stuff use a lot of sarcasm for humor.
And being a smart aleck.
And being a smart aleck. And And often that humor around the table is getting acceptance from people because yes. you hear their laughter. It feels like acceptance, but the sarcasm really is putting down or separating you from those you work with. Be careful that your sarcasm isn't tearing someone else down.
Mark, I need to apologize for the sarcastic no, comment at the Ed staff no, meeting don't. Today.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I think having the attitude.
That is a habit, too. Sarcasm it is. And being a smart aleck is a habit.
It is. And I'm not
and
saying
it's about who you're around, mm-hmm. and it kind of, you mm-hmm. know, just all compiles on itself.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it when you've got people. Good relationships with people, you mm-hmm. feel comfortable, accepted, and you're all being humorous and whatever, you know, sarcasm is funny in that situation because it doesn't tear anyone down. It doesn't or it doesn't promote you more over someone else. If that's the intention, then you're bringing the hurt
yeah.
in that. Hey, friends, we're going to have to stop right there because this list gets to be a little long. And honestly, I'm not sure we can take much more, Amy. It's really a lot to take on today.
I need to go pray about this list.
Well, let's stop with part one because I've got some things I want us to discuss in part two. And we'll pick it up in the next podcast. So, friends, if you will, stay tuned and come back and join us in a week or two when we are able to discuss part two of dealing with cranky people and dealing with these issues even in our own life, then I think you'll be blessed. Check out the show notes and I'll have this list for you. And let me know how you feel about this because I think each of us have unique situations and maybe you've got an insight that would really help the rest of us. So stay tuned and we'll see you in the next podcast. Your life is a gift to children's ministry, so go and make it count.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at MrMark'sClassroom.com.
Until next time, remember your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.